Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone rob you of the words you're about to hear. He speaks in the most condescending, in a good way, you know, the most sweet language and very plain. Very plain. He's being very frank with you. Let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. It's a very simple fact. You can't not do righteousness and say you're righteous. Which means, this is the verse that says the idea of that righteousness is only imputed is a lie. It is straight from Satan. They turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. What I mean is, there's a doctrine out there, and most people believe it, is that Jesus does not turn us from sinning, but rather, we believe God, because the scriptures say he believed God and it was imputed to him for righteousness. And so it is for us. God imputes it to righteousness, but it goes on from there. But they stop there and they say, see, that's it. Righteousness is only imputed. And they will say, I remember reading websites where they say, oh, you know, some people mistakenly claim that righteousness has to be imparted. It's only imputed. Yeah, I'm talking to you Reformation boys. You're a bunch of liars, heretics. This verse denies your doctrine. And the apostles deny your doctrine. And all the scriptures testify against your doctrine. But you know, God forgive you. You don't know what you're doing. That's all I can say. Because in the face of such great evil, I am almost overwhelmed. He that does righteousness is righteous. He that does righteousness is righteous. That's what he wants to say. That to be righteous, you got to do righteous. If you don't do righteous, it follows, then you're not righteous. You can't, you know, it doesn't say, he that hath righteousness imputed is righteous. Your righteousness has to be a real thing. Something that's, and not your righteousness. It has to be his righteousness. His righteousness is perfect. If you try to do it yourself, people say, well, all my righteousness is as filthy rags. That's right. Because your righteousness always has spots, and it's like, you know, most Christians live this way, actually, even you Reformation boys. You teach people that they shouldn't be homosexuals, right? You teach them that they shouldn't do a lot of sins, right? But then you tell them you're still going to be a sinner. That's spotted righteousness. The certain sins you can't commit. Oh, no, you don't want to be a sodomite, or you don't want to be a adulterer or a murderer or a thief, but how far is any of that away from covetousness? Or how far is it from love your neighbor as yourself? How far is it from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life? That's all that's in the world. If you're adhering to that, you're the enemy of God. You who preach that doctrine, you are the enemy of God. And deny and get red in the face and yell and scream and spit, I don't care. It's the truth. And everyone ought to know the truth concerning you. Because you're deluding people. But you know what? You're doing God's work in that regard. So I'm not upset about it as much as just that I have a certain zeal for the truth. You know? And God has given us to resist you and to oppose you. And so we shall. To be testified in due time. The time is coming. It's not far off. The works have just begun. Even as he is right. You got to be as your master. All right, verse 7. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. That defines righteousness. You got to do it. If you don't do it, you ain't it. I'm righteous. In Jesus, I'm righteous. Well, in him is no sin. Well, I got sin, but I'm righteous, though, because I believe. It is imputed to us for righteousness when we believe. But remember, Abraham, he believed God, and then he what? and it was imputed to him. But he went on to actually have Isaac be born. So us, it's like, if we just, righteous, see, the thing is, some people think, oh, I believe in righteousness is imputed. No, see, God imputes the righteousness. You could say you believe a set of facts, and maybe God doesn't impress with you. You know, he can do that. It's manifest to me, because many are going to come to him and call him Lord. They obviously believe on him. And then they're going to turn right to all their works that they've done in his name. Again, now most people understand you can't please God by works. But there are works that please God that he wants to be done in you. And you to please him with. So you can't earn the grace of God. The grace of God is given before the foundation of the world, before you're even born. So how can you do works to earn it? But rather, after the grace of God appears, works happen in us. It changes us so that we perform the works of God. We do the righteousness of Christ. Not a filthy rag, but righteousness which mirrors his righteousness. It is perfect, without spot, without blemish, blameless, harmless, the sons of God. That is the way the scriptures speak. Anyone who teaches otherwise has made themselves a curse. And I used to teach that way, and I was cursed. I was cursed in it until the God had mercy on my soul and showed me the truth. Verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Think about that. Do you commit sin? Every day, you're of the devil. No, I believe in Jesus. But you commit sin. Well, the apostle says you're of the devil. Oh, there's got to be another explanation. No, there's no other explanation. Anyone who would give you an alternate explanation of these verses is a liar, is a deceiver. You should not listen to that person. They want to lead you to sin. They want to turn the grace of God into license. And they will lead you to destruction and damnation. The cool thing is, if you're of God, you're going to hear me and you're going to ignore them. If you hear them, then I suppose, you know, try my darndest, but I'm not going to stop you. I could trot out my most persuasive arguments, but you receive not the love of the truth, therefore you cannot receive me. Because I got the truth in me. The truth is distasteful to you. I understand.